The U.S. Department of Agriculture presents Strike Force for Rural Growth and Opportunity, providing assistance to help grow American agriculture and increase opportunity for rural communities.
Rural Americans face many unique challenges. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service has developed a program to partner with rural communities and regions around the country on projects they support to promote economic growth. This radio program is part of a collaborative effort of the South Central RC&D, NARC in D.C., and the USDA NRCS that complements the Strike Force initiative to raise awareness of the different USDA programs and assistance available to underserved producers.
This is Tim Potts, USDA Rural Development Area Director from Western South Dakota. And I'd like to talk about USDA Strike Force. It's an initiative about expanding partnerships and creating opportunities in rural communities. You know, with 90% of America's persistent poverty counties in rural America, we at Rural Development decided we need to use our programs to make a difference. Our goal with USDA and the Strike Force Initiative, we aim to increase investments to all rural communities through intense outreach and strong partnerships. At USDA, we like to provide technical assistance and explain whatever we can to make sure the community is fully aware of all of our programs. Some projects that we've been involved with in Strike Force areas here at Rural Development is the tribal colleges. We've helped with libraries, improving classrooms. Some of the schools on the reservations, we've helped with new buses, teacher housing, and new equipment. For some of the other areas, we've helped with critical infrastructure. We've assisted with housing. We can help you repair your home with safety and health issues. What Strike Force means to us is technical assistance and partnering to bring needed resources to areas in need in South Dakota. Contact us at USDA Rural Development. We're on the website at usda.gov. Find your local office and see if there's a program that we can help you with.
My name is Father George Linsenberg. I'm a Jesuit priest and the president at Red Cloud Indian School on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. Our school opened in 1888 at the request of Chief Red Cloud, and we operate today in both the Lakota and the Catholic traditions. We have 600 students in grades K to 12, and we have two campuses. We've had enormous success sending our students, our graduates of our high school, to colleges and universities throughout the country because our students, among others on the res, are the future leaders. So we feel we're making a huge contribution to the reservation by helping young people be prepared to make the kinds of decisions they need to make on behalf of their own people. The Lakota, the Oglala Lakota, living on the Pine Ridge. To learn about Red Cloud Indian School, the best, of course, is to come and visit and to meet our students and staff and to learn from them the Lakota tradition, values, and what Lakota people can contribute to the overall well-being of our country at large. For information, one can go to www.redcloudschool.org.
I am Tawny Brunch. I'm the executive director of Lakota Funds. Lakota Funds is a native CDFI serving the Pine Ridge Reservation in the southwest corner of South Dakota. Lakota Funds is actually almost 30 years old. We were the first native certified CDFI, so that's kind of our claim to fame. So we provide business loans up to $300,000 and technical assistance and all of the asset development products and services that go along with that. Actually, our mission is to promote economic sustainability on the Pine Ridge Reservation and the geographic service area through business loans, technical assistance, and wealth-building education for families and businesses. on the Pine Ridge Reservation. You can check out our website, www.lakotafunds.org, and that's LAKOTAFUNDS.org. Our website is updated frequently because we have a lot going on. You can find out more about our programs and services there. And also, while you're on it, you'll notice that on the very front page, on the home page, you'll see that there, you can access our online learning center, which is the Building Native Industries Institute. It's an ANA-funded project, but also is a very useful tool in us serving such a remote area. You know, the Pine Ridge Reservation is 3,500 square miles big. And so to make us more efficient and to provide more access to, you know, the outlying areas, you can now access many different classes online through the BNII portal. So please check that out.
We'll have more about Strikeforce and its impact on the agriculture community in South Dakota after this message from the South Central RC&D. The purpose of the South Central Resource Conservation and Development Council is to address the needs and opportunities of the South Central RC&D area. Our mission is to provide technical assistance to facilitate working together for the viability of the area. Our vision is for the area to be viable through the wise use of natural and human resources. The South Central RC&D serves the counties of Jones, Millett, Todd, and Tripp. Within the boundaries of Todd County lies the Rosebud Sioux Tribe Indian Reservation. Tribal lands are also located within Tripp and Millett counties. South Central RC&D offers three types of assistance: technical, financial, and grant process facilitation. We handle projects pertaining to land conservation, water management, community development, and land management. We received our nonprofit corporate status from the South Dakota Secretary of State in November 1992. For more information and to get involved, please contact Program Assistant Jewel Bork at 605-669-2222 or by email southcentralrcd@goldenwest.net. Now, back to more perspectives on Strikeforce with the South Central RC&D.
My name is Christine Thornton. I am the USDA Rural Development Midwest Community Economic Development Regional Coordinator. Our work within USDA Rural Development and the RC&Ds and their work comes from us being within the community, being there physically within the community to ask the questions as to what are the needs and challenges that these areas need. I have to say that one thing that USDA Rural Development staff through Strikeforce or whatever initiative really need to know is that we're here to help and not necessarily come and present on just what our programs are, but really listen to the needs of the community and see how we can help. Because we may have resources, but we may also know of other USDA programs, other agencies, other stakeholders that can help as well. And so I think it's the sharing of the information, it's being physically apparent in the communities, and people can become involved by asking the question, inviting representatives of both the RC&Ds and USDA Rural Development within your communities. Ask those hard questions so that we can, you know, we can assist. And I think the other most important thing is that if there is a challenge within the community, to get these agencies involved from the very beginning, because it is within the process of learning and listening that we become better partners, but we also become stronger in whatever the end result is, whether that is an application for a loan or a grant. Or if that's just technical assistance, it can come down to where it's the relationship that can strengthen the end result. So I continue looking forward to working together and really appreciate this opportunity.
This is Lori Johnsey, and I am the district manager for the Todd County Conservation District and the Mullett County Conservation District, and we're located in south central part of South Dakota. And Todd County borders Nebraska, and Mullett County is directly north of that. And what the conservation district does is we are involved in conservation of natural resources and ways that we can improve our environment. The districts were developed as part of response to the Dust Bowl in the 30s. We try to facilitate conservation of natural resources, whether it be partnering with programs such as RC&D, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, NRCS, South Dakota Game Fish and Parks, South Dakota Department of Agriculture. So we seek many partners to help in our goal of conserving natural resources. So if you're interested in learning more about any of our programs or ways that you can help with being a good steward, leaving abundant resources for the next generations, you can call the office, Mullett County Conservation District office. Phone number is 605-259-3252, extension 3. And the Todd County office is 856-4440. Thank you.
This is Susan Carey, Parmalee, South Dakota. It's a small village here in the south central part of the state. And I got acquainted with RC&D probably 10 or 12 years ago. We had a Horizons program where we could figure out what we wanted to happen in our little village. One of the things, we made a list. And a fire hall was one, the jobs, et cetera. And the children, we wanted a playground and a boys and girls club for them, or a youth group at least. This was our goals set up by our organization. So then I went to RC&D and promoted my ideas there, and we had Mr. Lockdar at time, and he said he would give me assistance in getting things accomplished, and he was very helpful. So we started writing some grants and contacting people that had jobs available, along with getting things done right in Parmalee. Then we decided to branch out and try to do some jobs or something, because I think this is one of the keys to helping people get up off their feet, is to have a job available. Well, I don't know much about the strike force, but it sounds like a wonderful thing. And I would definitely encourage more. I believe now the RC&D here is still in place. We still have the officers and everything. But I don't think that they recognize it, but there's no funds coming in at all for operational even. So I think this is something we should try to integrate in our plans, is to try to get some way that we can get some funding, or if there are grants out there that could be used. I know there's a lot of grants out there. I've written some, but getting in contact with the right person is hard to do. So, but definitely keep RC&D in place, because it's made a wonderful difference here in Parmalee. Thank you much for contacting me.
The USDA NRCS is committed not only to improving access to programs, but also to making USDA programs work better while enhancing the viability and profitability of small farms and ranches, beginning farmers, and socially disadvantaged farmers, as well as promoting and assisting in the development of sustainable rural communities. Get involved with Strike Force. You can learn more about the Strike Force initiative by visiting usda.gov/strikeforce or you can contact your local Resource Conservation and Development Council.